Finally today, remember internet cafes? Yeah, it wasn't so long ago. In many places around the world, you had to go to one if you wanted to send email or connect to the web. Those internet cafes weren't just portals. They were social gathering sites. But now they're disappearing. Yinka Adegoke noticed this on his last visit to his home country, Nigeria. Yinka is Africa editor for Quartz. I asked him if he used to go to internet cafes at home.
Yeah, we spent time there, particularly in the mid-2000s, early to mid-2000s. They were an important place to go to get connected to the rest of the world because I had spent a lot of time in the UK and in the US, and my parents at the time didn't have an internet connection at home, and this would be the place I'd have to go to send emails and right. get in touch with people back in the UK or in the US or wherever.
I mean, obviously, there are places where people go to get online, but did they kind of take on another role as they became kind of almost like community centers?
Yeah, I think they did particularly for young people in their teens and early 20s, they became an important place to sort of hang out. I mean, it's kind of ironic that we use the kind of European, you know, cafe term because they weren't actually places you bought coffee or tea or whatever. You know, they were, I mean, sure, you could get a Coke or something, but it really was, I am going to use a computer.
So you could look at a picture of coffee on Facebook somewhere in Rome.
I hear about this Starbucks.
So when you went to Nigeria this past February, you noticed there are less and less of these internet cafes. Why is that?
Yeah, absolutely. Fewer and fewer of them anywhere. Well, the answer is fairly obvious. It's the rise of the mobile phone, which initially obviously was mainly about voice and calling people and that was very exciting in the early days in Nigeria because of the lack of landlines. And as we know, the mobile phone has been a huge success, not just in Nigeria, but across Africa. And in the last sort of 4 or 5 years, the phones have been getting more advanced and phone networks have introduced better sort of internet connections now with the phone. So it's just become easier to get online via your phone and
right.
rather than go to a cafe. I mean, the thing to remember about these places is they were businesses, right? They are businesses. And some of these guys would literally charge you back in the day to set up an email. Like on Yahoo or Gmail or something that's essentially free.
It's not like there was a golden age of the internet cafe that's come and gone, but are Nigerians missing them at all?
I honestly don't think so. I think what happens, here's the thing, what happens particularly in, I imagine this happens in many emerging markets. I've seen it in several African cities. Things are constantly shifting. They're constantly changing. So what was an internet cafe today used to be the business services office where people sent their faxes, and then it became an internet cafe, and now it's probably yeah. something else. You know,
but constantly evolving. Did you see a place that used to be an internet cafe, and now what is it?
Yeah, I saw one place, and it's turned into some sort of viewing center for people to watch Premiership soccer matches.
Really? Gotta do something with those screens, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Safe to say that you are more connected now than ever, even during the age of the internet cafe, you're more connected now than ever with friends and family in Nigeria.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, be it, think about all those apps, WhatsApp. You know, I think about something like BlackBerry Messages, and it's a great example of something I probably wouldn't have on my phone, but for the fact that I have family and friends in Nigeria,
because
it's still very popular there, but I don't use it for anyone here in the
well,
U.S.
Well, we do live in an age where I didn't get your message just does not cut it anymore.
Exactly right.
Yinka Adegoke, Africa editor for Quartz, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
From the Nana Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.